Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. Oh my God, we've got a fabulous, fabulous show on tap for you tonight. You know, I get excited every week because the absolute best experts, gifted subject matter experts come to share their wisdom and their knowledge with you, the listeners of the Life, Love, and Wellness Show. So tonight is no different, and we are in for a treat. We've got lots to learn. Please make sure you have paper and something to write with so you can take some notes, because I know Brother Lavelle going to be dropping those nuggets on us tonight. But you know, we always do a couple of things before we get started. And the very, very first thing is we pay honor and homage to our ancestors for showing the way, for making a way, for never giving up so that we would have the best that we have in this day and in this time right now, because our ancestors didn't give up. They didn't give up. They didn't give out. And so it is no wonder that we stop and we thank them as we move along in this journey of life. They got our tops, our bottoms, our fronts, and our backs. And because of that, ancestors, we just love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. And thank you. Thank you for doing it for us, for leaving this world in a better place. Ashe, 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 oh. And we continue in that same energy by going into a daily inspirational message. And it's actually something that I've written for the world community. And this particular message that I have authored is called Golden Nugget. Golden Nugget. And that golden nugget is, you are always divinely protected. Daily, as I move about, I feel a sense of protection. Did not know what to call it previously, but now I know without a shadow of a doubt. It is simply God, Goddess, protecting me through all situations. Thanks, God, Goddess. Thanks for sending angels to guide and protect me on this earthly journey. Thanks for I understand just how awesomely incredible your presence is in my life. Thanks, God, Goddess. Each day grants us with another opportunity to learn, comprehend, and know that we are always divinely. We must know that this life is a gift, and it comes fully equipped with protection from a high source. And again, you can find that if you would like to read the entire message at revsandy.wordpress.com. And you can also take advantage and sign up to have those delivered to your email on a daily basis if that was something that you would like to do. So tonight's show, we're going to talk about the energy of the number 7 for this month of September, and our awesome resident master numerologist, Brother Lavelle Rouser, is going to be bringing us the knowledge, the information, and again, get you some piece of paper and something to write with, because you're going to want to take notes. And if you don't, you can always come back and listen to the show at a different time. So those are my warnings for you. So audience, you know you're invited to join in the discussion. All comments are welcomed, and we encourage every voice that would like to be heard to be heard. And you can call us at 516-31-9819 and to share live in the discussion, you need to hit the 1 on whatever device that you're going to be calling in from, and then that will signal to us that you want to speak live on air. Otherwise, you're free just to sit there and listen all night without saying a word. Either way, it's your call. If, however, you do choose to have your voice heard out loud and you've made whatever statement, comment, or asked a question, if you're not speaking, if you would just mute your phone, that would ensure the highest quality for the playbacks. A lot of our regular listeners come back and listen time and time again, and we've got a couple that just don't stay up quite this late at night. So that would be wonderful if you would do that for me. That's the only request I have of you. And if you choose to listen to any of our previous shows, or even if you want to listen to this one again, so we're going into our 10th year, so I'm so excited about that. You can always go to the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. S-A-N-D-Y. So I am going to take a brief music break. I've got a couple of announcements when we get back, and then we're going to be bringing on Brother Lavelle, who's going to be getting us ready for this month of September, and it's just the 5th day of the month. I'm so excited about that. So we're getting real early. All right, so we're going to take a music break, and we'll be right back.
No.
Y'all know that was Mavis Staples, Pop Staples, and the rest of them Staples singers from 1972. And, you know, I didn't know that that was considered traditional gospel, but that's the genre. So, whew, tell you, got me rocking and rolling over here. Thank you guys for being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We have a master numerologist, Brother Lavelle Rowser, that's going to be bringing it to us tonight. He's going to take us there, let us know what this energy for September, the number 7, what that means for us in our lives. But I wanted to make a couple of announcements. This month of September is really, really just booming with activities. And so the Barbara Lewis King Scholarship Foundation Incorporated of Hillside International Truth Center, they're having a college workshop series called Strategies for Financial Success on Saturday, September the 16th from 11 to 1. And Mr. Robert Bonner is going to be the educator teaching this particular class. He's got over 15 years of experience and developing educational curricula on personal finances. So for more information, you can give a call at 678-390-4392. And then on the very same day, we have the National Parent Education Center in partnership with In My Shoes Incorporated, doing some work, self-advocacy beyond the school. And self-advocacy, of course, is the ability to articulate one's needs and make informed decisions. And this is going to be about helping individuals to make that transition once they leave out of that school system, how to direct their lives. And it's going to be just a great deal of information shared. And this, you might want to check my website on my Facebook page, Sandy Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S, on Facebook. And all of these flyers are posted there. And then the last workshop on the same day, this one is from 2:30 to 5:30. It's the Empower You Seminar 2023. It's designed to empower important aspects of your life, mental, emotional, physical, work, and spirituality. I will be one of the presenters at that particular event, along with Mark Higgins, Dr. Lena Clark, Vera Thomas, and Mother Erica Scott Muhammad. And that's going to be at the Metropolitan Library. And again, all three of those flyers are on my page, but I wanted to make sure I got the information out. And then lastly, the major announcement is that I will be recording, filming, producing, whatever words that fit in there, my very own TV series called The Sandy Rogers Show with Black On Demand TV Network, which is going to be airing on Roku and Amazon Fire. So we're going to have the debut in a few weeks. It's going to be debuting in the fall. So I want to give us special shout out and acknowledgement to the executive producer, Swan Simpson, who has faith in me to be able to carry my work further out into the international global market. So I'm excited. I'm excited. And now to keep that excitement going, Brother Lavelle.
Yes, Sister
you ready
Sandy.
To come on up for us?
Yes, yes. And I do want to thank you for having me tapping my feet over here while the Staples Singers was playing. you had me going there for a moment.
Hey,
and of course,
I'm telling
congratulations to you with the TV show now. hope and pray that each and every one of you out there in the audience will tune in to her show. I know it will be fabulous. Okay? But we
thank
are
you,
going to... You're quite
welcome.
You put in the time and the effort and the great amount of work, and you deserve it. So congratulations to you. Let's look at the vibrations for this month. It's an interesting month. We know that the year 2023 has a vibration of the number 7 by the addition of the digits in 23, which are 2 + 0 + 2 + 3, which equals the number 7. And whenever we want to find out what is the universal month vibration, we simply take the universal year number, which is 7, and we will add that to the number 9, because 9 represents the 9th month of the calendar year. It has a value of 9. So 9 plus 7 equals 16. And from 16, we add the 1 and the 6, which equals 7. So, we have a 7 universal month within a 7 universal year. The number 7 is compounded. The number 7 becomes very potent and even stronger. And this happens each and every year. Whatever is the universal year, when the month of September arrives, the universal year and the universal month are the same vibrations, okay? And so with that, we look at the number 7 from the universal angle, and then we look at it from the universal year angle, and then we also look at it from the angle of it being a universal month. Both numbers provide us with a mysterious type of energy that some people will find most unusual to contend with. Some people may experience not being able to achieve that rest and that sleep that they're looking for because so much is on their mind. And during this time of the year, in this month of September, especially under the vibration of double sevens, it's important that you are able to get the rest that is needed, because the number 7 itself is a number of rest. We can go into the scriptures of the Bible for verification of that, and we know that God created this earth in 6 days, and on the 7th rested. I know that I am not... I'm paraphrasing just a bit, but the point that I'm trying to make is that even in the Bible, we find relevancy to the number of vibrations in Bible scriptures themselves. So what makes the number 7 so mysterious? Well, I got a checklist of things to share with you all this evening, and the first to familiarize why to familiarize you with why is this number seven so mysterious. Well, the first order that I like to talk about is the symbolism of the number seven. Two distinct symbols that are significant when we want to know about the number seven. That is the square and the triangle. The square represents the physical matter, the physical existence that we live upon. And then the square meets with the triangle. The triangle is indicative of the number three. The square is indicative of the number four. The three and the four, or the four and the three, equals seven. This is where matter, spirit is of the number three, the triangle. They meet in our consciousness. So there's going to be a little pulling. There's going to be a little tug of war that's going on with you between matter and spirit and matter. What you need to do is rest. That's what you need to do is rest. Then you can allow both to be achieved in your life. This is the mysterious and mystical nature of the number seven, because matter and spirit are joined together, and it creates that geometrically and mathematically and consciously. So this is why the number seven is so revered throughout eons and eons of time. Okay? All cultures have some sort of reverence for the number seven vibration. And we should also. Whatever it is that you want to be sacred, you must make it sacred within your own space, in your own home. If you want to have peace, then you got to create a space for peace in the dwelling that you live in, that you want to relax in, that you want to have some comfort after a long day's work or being out there in the world. You can do that. You can achieve that. Some people do it by meditating, while others do it by having a very clean home. Others may do it by having a home that's very well arranged, very well decorated. Whatever that you see fit to make that space a sacred space for you, that is the number seven. That is the energy, the making of the number seven vibration, so that you can have the peace. You know, when you step outside of your home, it's like stepping into another dimension. Mm-hmm. And when you have been out all day for whatever reason and you return back to your home, it's like stepping back into your own dimension. And so there should be that feel or that difference that's there. If you ever were to go to someone's home and it was more chaotic inside of their home as opposed to outside of their home, I'm pretty sure you didn't want to stay around too long. And you found some sort of way to get up and get out and leave that domain. But I say all of this for us to have that distinction. There needs to be some semblance of peace during the course of the day, somewhere and somehow in our life. The number seven, of course, is known as the sacred spiritual number. It is also known as the number of the mystic or the mystics or mystics. It is the number of rest and introspection. And what I mean by going deep within yourself, it is the number of stillness. by going deep within yourself, you find your center, you find that stillness, you develop that calmness, and you create the serenity that you need to have. By establishing that serenity, you then are able to rejuvenate yourself. And I'll say that again. You are therefore capable of rejuvenating yourself. Number 7 is a number, a vibration, to know thyself. It is a vibration to know what is going on in your life and outside of your life or throughout the world by your own intuition. But in order to develop that intuition, you must first establish calmness, stillness, and serenity. There must be some semblance of peace that is working within you. The number 7 is known as the number of trust, being able to trust yourself, allowing yourself to trust yourself. Many people do not trust themselves, and since they do not trust themselves, they have difficulty trusting others. Why is it that they may not trust themselves? Because they don't know themselves. There is a deep power that is found and hidden within trust. Number 7 is also known as the number of inner wisdom. People who have the number 7, if you're born with the number 7. You are a student. You are a student of life. You are a student of the mysteries or the unknown. Number 7 is also known as the number of education. Education comes from a word, a Latin word called educare. Educare means to extrapolate or pull out that what is within you. See, as in-soul beings, we come here with knowledge because of the trauma that we go through just after we arrive through our mother's womb. Memory is lost. Some are able to retrieve that memory, to recall that memory of many, many past lives and incarnations, while others most times are not. That's why it's important for you to trust yourself, because many times those memories of the past through your ancestors are delivering messages and speaking to you. That is why you, from time to time, must slow down, must enter into a state of tranquility. Even if you just do it for 5 minutes a day, it will make a big difference in your day. Sometimes by doing so, it will allow you to see things can appear in your life. It can let you know, warning, danger, watch out for this, watch out for that, watch this person, watch that person. Go this way, not that way. But that can only be achieved when you enter into that state of stillness, calmness, serenity, tranquility, and you trust yourself. And you give yourself time. Many of us do not give ourselves time to do this because we under a stimulus package. I'm not making this up. They told us we're going to give you a stimulus package. They gave us a stimulus package. Okay? And we accepted it. See, we have to understand through the number seven sometimes what are the hidden meanings of words. And I'll get to that a little bit later in the conversation, because words represent sound. Sound is ruled by the number seven. If you are truly to be and live through, under, and by the power of the number seven, you're going to seek peace. Secondly, you're going to be a nonconformist. Why? Because you're a liberator. And I'll get to that a little bit later on, too. Okay? So peace, being a nonconformist, just because it appears television by powers that be that have no love or real interest in you whatsoever does not make it real. You have to have people like Sister Sandy Rogers who will have a show that's going to have integrity, consciousness, and energy behind it. So be very careful. Be very careful for the rest of the year. Be very careful for this month. When you're dealing with the number seven, you should also deal with your higher mental faculties, your higher mental abilities. The number seven is a very high sensitive vibration. I'll repeat that again. The number seven is a very highly sensitive vibration. So you may experience things during this month and for the rest of the year that you may not have ever experienced before, and you don't understand it, and you don't want to be bothered with it because you don't understand it, because you're not taking the time to slow down to really get to know yourself so that you can trust what is being relayed and messaged to you. Actually, this is a fine cycle to be in when you know that you got to listen, when you know that you need to comprehend on a much, much higher wavelength. There's great depth that is associated with the number seven. It's like jumping into the Pacific Ocean, experiencing the vastness of the Pacific Ocean. You know, one of the pleasures that I had one time was visiting Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And just standing in the water and taking in the waves, not only from the water, but the waves that was coming through the air, that combination of air and water, as the sun was descending, was quite powerful. It puts you on like a high. I felt like I was a high. I felt like I had left out of my body that form of stillness and meditation. It was like so much was removed from me. I had a perfect sense of peace. And I say to each and every one of you now, you know, find some peace while we are in this cycle. It can help you because you're going to need it so it can carry you through the year of 2024. Because 2024, you may find that you not have that opportunity all the time to get that peace unless you really, 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 really work at it. Right now, you don't really have to work at it. You just have to make a decision to set aside 5, 10, 15 minutes or more. And the vibrations will work for you greatly. But do find some peace right now. The number 7 is also known as the vibration of the unknown. Those things which you may have forgotten. Now you remember. So you move from the unknown to the known. That's number 7. As a number 7 person or a number of 7 individuals collectively are experiencing life, you realize there are things that we need to know about. There are things that we need to know about so that we can establish more order in our life. And why do I say order? Well, I'm going to really break it down for each and every one of you this evening, because I stated earlier that matter meets spirit. But the symbolism for matter is the square. And the square has 4 sides. And the number 4 deals with order. And so during this month and for the entire year 2023, we need to establish some sort of spiritual discipline, some sort of spiritual order in our life so that we can pass through this unharmed, unscathed, and untouched by all the viciousness that's happening out here in this world at that time, so that we do not have to succumb to it. Okay?
Yep.
Now, this is information not coming from Brother LaBelle, so please understand that. This is information that's just being handed down and passed down one generation to another to another. And I'm a recipient of it because of the work that I'm cherished to do. Okay? So as it comes to me, I will share it with you. And number 7, it can be a vibration that deals with repressed feelings and emotions. Watch for the repression. Many times we repress things, and we repress it, and we repress it some more, and we repress it, and we keep repressing it, and we keep repressing it until it becomes a problem. Then all of a sudden, we got a major problem. Then all of a sudden you got a mental problem, a psychological problem, because we have repressed so much. Remember, coming through your mother's womb, while you was in your mother's womb, everything was nice and peaceful. As soon as you got out of there, oh Lord. Okay. She did the best she could to. She did more than the best she could to carry you for 7 to 9 months. Oh, by the way, females were born in 7 months, males in 9 months. I don't know how many people knew that. It's not necessary for a female to go through 9 months of a cycle. 7. That's why you have so many women who are very, 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 very much endowed with their intuition. Okay? So I just wanted to add that in. So the repressed feelings, we got to release these repressed feelings, because what's there is a whole lot of anger and a whole lot of sadness. It's all bottled up and it's churning. And sooner or later, it's got to give. It's going to either affect you mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, so on and so on and so on. So you can have a meltdown and a breakdown. So don't repress. So if there are things that are coming up and you start to speak loudly and forcefully about certain things that you've held back for so long, please do. Earlier today, I had to catch myself. Spoke about something that happened to me back when I was in college to one of my college buddies. And he said, "Man, I didn't know that was going on with you, brother." And I was like, "Wow." And then I realized we in this number 7, it was something that I had held back and repressed. That's the reality. So if something comes up, please let it come up, but don't hold it in. That's the worst thing you can do to yourself and against yourself. Do not repress anymore. And as we continue to move through this year of 2023, the number 7, if it comes up, let it fly. You'll feel a lot better. The number 7, as I said before, it deals with education, the educational system, the university system, the higher university system. 7 deals with ancient and modern libraries, the film industry, history, records of the past, archives, private collections of old books that are rare, manuscripts, old books, antiquarian collectors. Okay. Number 7 is also a vibration that deals with research. Many people will probably be much more involved in researching their own heritage, their own family records of the past. You may find there is some land sitting somewhere here in the continental United States that is owed to you. Okay? 7 deals with the memory, the recall, the retention. You see, when you meditate, then you naturally develop the ability to remember. Probably one of the worst things to do is to drive somewhere, park your car, get out your car, walk through parking lot, and forget why you came there. Okay? If for some reason you can't figure out why you came to this shopping facility, shopping center, shopping mall. Think about that. When you have no memory, where are you? Okay? So take the time to get you some rest, so you won't be so forgetful. Or forgetful is one level. Total memory loss, that can be scary. Number seven, it deals with the seven liberal arts and sciences, which our ancestors were very high on. The whole system, the original system for education was built upon the number seven, the seven liberal arts and sciences. And I will share them with you. Rhetoric, logic, sometimes it's called dialectic, music, arithmetic, geometry, and astronomy. Now, the seven liberal arts is broken down into what is called the quadrivium and the trivium. The quadrivium represents the four. The trivium represents the three. Once again, the square and the triangle. So we knew, because we set this up, that there was a component where we had to meet spirit with matter and matter with spirit in our educational system. Our educational system is not based solely on technology. Our educational system is based on the seven liberal arts. Now, mind you, some people like to refer to it as the seven liberating arts. Why? Because the seven liberal arts taught you how to think. And one of the greatest gifts that my mother, who was an educator, always, and I can hear her voice right now, 100 times a day, you got to think for yourself. Mm-hmm. Learn how to think for yourself. When you can think for yourself, you can speak up for yourself. But if you can't think for yourself, you can't speak up for yourself, then somebody else is going to be thinking and speaking for you. Okay? So if there are any young people in the audience or who have the chance of listening to this podcast, realize that you got to think for yourself. And when I say think for yourself, using the power of your mind, invoking the energy of your brain force. It's so easy. It's so easy to look at a handheld computer, cell phone or whatever, to look up something. But it's much more powerful for you to know what it is or what it may be when you learn how to think for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Many scholars in the past have, in the past 30 years, said that we are no longer living in a society where we are educating our children. They will tell you up front, oh yeah, you're going in for training. They train you to join the workforce. They train you to join a corporation. Training, 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 training. I hated that word. I remember when I came out of college, first job I had, one of the managers where I was working at had the nerve to call me a manager trainee. And I gave him a look, and he jumped back because the look I gave him was so piercing and hard. Man, training? You train dogs, okay?
Oh.
let's educate people, man. But as I said before, we got to get into the word. What are the words? What is it that is being said to us? What is it that's being broadcasted to us on a daily basis that we are just going right along day to day, every day, assuming?
Yeah.
You know what that is called now? There's a dude who makes millions and millions of dollars, and he brags about it. I'm not going to say his name, but I think when I describe who this person is, some of you will know, okay, because I don't want to jeopardize this show. But this person makes millions and millions and millions of dollars every year. He has a he has his own island. And I know what he's doing. He's doing what you call neuro-linguistic programming. He's programming you.
Yeah, NLP, yeah.
Okay? And this all comes under the number 7 vibration because they're using the effect of sound on the mind. So we got to have a liberating mind set. You gotta not be a conformist. Everything that you do now, somebody's quick and ready to say, oh, she or he, they don't comply. You go to the doctor and you decide, your soul within you is telling you, nah. And they document non-compliance. The quadrivium, the 4. Arithmetic, wow. Love it, because the whole science of numerology is based upon arithmetic, mathematics. Then you have geometry. Then you have music, astronomy. A very dear friend shared with me this. Back in the 70s, in the 1970s. And I didn't know this until he had sat down and told me. And I looked it up in research for myself. And lo and behold, I found it was true. Corporations, they were seeking students who were music majors. And the reason why they were seeking music majors, because they found through their research, corporate research, their funding, their research money, their grants, so forth and so on, that individuals who studied music, who wrote music, who played music, both sides of their brain, both hemispheres, the male and the female side. So they had the unique ability to think and to apply logic and to reason and to exercise rational thought.
Hmm.
He was a music major, and that's why he got hired by a major corporation. And it was a known fact that the top Fortune 500 companies were looking for those kind of individuals. Okay? So, folks, it's important, especially with my young brothers and sisters out there, it's important for you to know and to study. It's nearly impossible now to be in this world and not know something on some subject. Some of you will be multidisciplined and will be gifted in many, many subjects. But I say this to you, at least study and become very proficient in at least one subject during your lifetime. That can be your bread and butter for life. Okay? Then we have the trivium. The trivium deals with logic, rhetoric, and grammar. So we have the 4 and the 3 and the 4. The number 7, and Sister Sandy, I know you have to make an announcement, so if you need to stop me, please let me know.
Okay. We'll just force it more towards the end, but thank you for that.
All right. Well, I'll continue on. So the number 7 instructs us on the essential skills of life in the field of knowledge in order to achieve one's own liberation. The 1960s and the 1970s was a call for freedom and liberation. Think for yourself. I'm going to take you a little further. We're going to go a little deeper into the number seven. The number seven ruled what is known in the past annals of our history, what was called the mystery schools, which is nothing more than the educational system that we as a people set up worldwide. Those pyramids all over the face of this planet also were educational institutions, just studying the pyramids themselves was a great for us to endeavor upon. I would like to share with you a very old book. When I say old, it's several decades, for those who are listening who want to know more about the mystery schools. It's by a gentleman who taught at one of our HBCUs in the state of Arkansas Pine Bluff, and his name is George Granville Mona James. He was more known as George G.M. James, and he wrote a very, very important book called Stolen Legacy. I rate that book as one of the more important books I've read, right up there with the autobiography of Malcolm X. That was life-changing for me when I read who we were as a people and what we had done and accomplished and what we had established worldwide. It gave me a much deeper perspective and appreciation about our, I won't say history, I'll say about our mystery, about my story, okay? So Stolen Legacy, George G.M. James. And he gets into a bit of numerology in his book, okay? He talks about it, but it's a book that I strongly suggest. Now, when you talk about the spiritual centers of the world, the church, the synagogue, the mosque or the masjid or the temples, they all are under the vibration of the number seven. There is an area of your body which has a seven vibration. And that area of your body is known as the crown chakra. Okay, the crown chakra. And the crown chakra also relates to the pineal gland of the endocrine system. On the medical side, you would call it endocrinology. In the metaphysical, spiritual world, we refer to them as chakras. Okay, so both sides can get a common understanding as to what is what. The pineal gland is a very important gland because it is the gland that deals with the illumination of who we are. There has been attempts over hundreds, going into thousands of years, to ensure that this particular gland in us is not awakened or reawakened within us. That's why trauma is a device, a technique of mind control, which is used on us daily. Well, how can you say that, Brother LaBelle? I don't see what you see. Well, turn on the TV, watch TV for about 15, 20 minutes, change the channels and see how many times somebody is killed and murdered while you're watching TV. That's trauma. Okay? That's trauma. Murder, murder, murder. So be very careful about being in traumatic situations because, once again, when you're traumatized, you begin to what? Repress. And then when you repress, you can split the mind into different compartments and different parts of the mind, of the brain itself, okay, doesn't know one from the other. They call this trauma-based mind control. It is used very effectively, especially when you add fluoride and chlorine into the water system. And when you add fluoride and chlorine into the water system, it reduces the capacity for you to think for yourself. And then when that neurolinguistic programming, you're constantly being exposed to it, along with the trauma, along with the visuals, along with the lights, the sounds, the bad music, so forth and so on and so on and so on. You can literally walk through 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years of your life not ever knowing who you are. To awaken this virtuous gland that is found within the ductless gland system of our brain, one of the colors which is very valuable in doing so is the color purple. Now, I know that sounds like the movie Whoopi Goldberg was in, but okay, I get caught every time it says just saying purple, I say the color purple, and I'm like, sweetie got me too. Well, purple. Purple, magenta, violet, ultraviolet light are very conducive, healing light energy for the reawakening of our memory, our thoughts, our feelings, allowing us to tune in to the higher vibrations. Because what happens is that we're traumatized so much, it's necessary for us to get the deep, deep, deep rest and sleep, which allows us to return to where we came from. And when that happens, then while we are there, we are reawakened and rejuvenated, and then all of a sudden that alarm clock goes on. And, oh, I gotta get up. I gotta go to sleep. I gotta go to work. I gotta do this. I gotta go. Before I get to work, I gotta get on the interstate with a bunch of other people who's driving mad crazy. And I gotta get me some latte or five cups of this and five cups of that. And I need stimulant. Okay, so keep all of this in mind, folks, what you're doing to yourself. Ask yourself, have I been programmed?
Hmm.
Okay, seven deals with sound and music. Musical instruments that feeds the soul. String instruments like the violin and the cello, the harp, the lyre, the kora. The kora is a musical instrument that you have to make you, that the musicians have to make themselves out of West Africa. I remember when the dance company of Senegal used to come to Atlanta back in the 80s. I was always geared up and ready because I knew that that musician in the dance company was going to come out and play that kora, which is such a beautiful instrument. Sort of reminds you of the harp, but I think it's more pleasing than the harp. And then if you were to go to India, you have what's called the sitar or the veena. All these string instruments, they nourish the energy of our nerves, our nervous system. If you cannot sit still for more than a few minutes, then you need to work on getting still. With respect to our physical anatomy, our body, the number seven deals with the kidneys and, as I said, the nerves. The element of the number seven is water, which should have a cooling effect. Seven rules all of nature. Seven rules all the natural sounds of nature. If you were to get away from the major cities that you live in and go out into the mountains, the hills, the countryside, so on and so on, and just sit still and listen, just listen to nature. It's a very beautiful symphony that's going on. And it will calm you. Seven rules of seven seas, the seven major bodies of water that exist on this planet. Seven is the number of alkalinity. Your water, when the water that you drink is between 7 and 7.9, it is, well, between 7 and some people say 8 plus 8 or whatever, I say keep it in the sevens. That helps to alkaline the body. When your body alkalinity is at 7, between 7 and 7.9, do you know that it's next to impossible for a disease to set up in your body? Why? Because number 7 as a vibration for the alkalinity of water is a perfect vibration for health and healing. Scientists know this. That's why the water that we drink, as a good person I know says, it's been stepped on. So it's important to find certain sources of water that has a 7.1 to 7.9 alkalinity. Now, some of that water you're drinking, I have to ask my sister Sandy here, does she have any sponsorship going on? Because I'm about to unload.
Go right ahead.
Okay, some of the water that y'all are drinking out here, I see you're buying, ain't worth the money that you're spending it for. You do better by putting your mouth to the water faucet. Some of that water is 4.9, 5.5, 5.0. It brings death to your body. Oh, yes, they package it, and they advertise it, and it looks good and looks fine, and it's bottled. and it's marketed and everything, the water ain't worth nothing. Okay? So be real careful about what you buy. Do your research. Don't take Brother Lavelle. Okay? I see our people all day buying Dasani. I see our people buying Aquafina. Okay? Those are the two I'm gonna mention. Because, see, those water companies, they seek to control all of the potable water, which they call drinkable water, on the planet. They buy the rights of all the real, true, natural water that you can drink, the natural water that can heal you, and they do not sell it to the public. They own the rights, so that means you, right? And they give you Dasani and Aquafina and this and that and everything else. So what I'm saying to you, please recognize the trauma that you're under. I'm moving left to right in terms of dealing with, you know, this vibration. I'm giving you the high and I'm giving you the lows to it, so that you know what you're dealing with. Because you need to know. You know, we don't need to be walking in ignorance any longer.
Right. Man.
You got to know. You really got to know. And I'm gonna really direct this question to our women in the audience. Sisters, y'all have a power that is beyond measure. What I'm sharing and asking of you is to trust powers in your unique ability, because you have been greatly traumatized even till this day now. You have been greatly traumatized because of this power and greatness that you possess. Okay? Now,
yes.
In continuing to talk about the water, and I talk about the water so much because seven rules water. And what is it, 70% of our body is water? So this is a vital and necessary element for us to have to come to some agreement about. You have the Nestle's Corporation. Now, Nestle's, when you say Nestle's, you're thinking about cocoa, chocolate, cookies, Hershey bars, Hershey's. This. You never think that they are involved in water.
Yep.
The president, the CEO, chief executive of Nestle's said a few years ago, that there's going to come a time where water is not a right, but a privilege. Okay? Now, we saw what happened in Maui. I feel for the people. I really do. But guess what? As those folks who are from the area that I'm about to mention will remember. They know, because that was traumatic. What is the difference of what happened in Katrina in 2005? Wait a minute.
And what happened
in Maui?
And another seven.
We know from what Brother Dick Gregory told us that there was thousands and thousands of our people who came up missing, never to be found. There's reports now that's circulating that there are thousands of people in Maui who are missing. But we're being told, oh, it was only 100 or so folks that were killed. What year is this?
That's a number 7, 2023.
Number 7 on the negative end of the spectrum is a vibration that's used for murder and assassinations. So the need for you to go within is necessary and vital so that you will know what's ahead of you. Because there are significant numbers in the spectrum of the number 7. And I'll give you 3 of them appear each and every month. The 7th itself, the 16th, and the 25th. Now, for those of you, please jot this down in writing or keep it in your memory. When the number 16 appears, if you ever see 16 or 16 reversed, which is 61, that is a message that is coming to you and saying, warning, 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 warning. Okay? So that you'll have in your collective memory, warning, 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 warning. See, there's nothing that can happen in the physical world that those of our ancestors in the spiritual world don't already know about. I'll say that again. There's nothing that can happen in this physical world that our ancestors in the spiritual realm don't already know about, and they're sending you messages. But you're too busy, or you're ripping and running, and you ain't got time to slow down. Then you say, oh, I had a dream that was going to happen. Did you listen? Okay. Please let me move on. How much time do we have, Sister Sandy? I know I've been
You
talking.
Know what? Yeah, I know, right? And I'll be trying to stop you, but I tell you, I get so carried away with the information that you be sharing with us. So if you can wrap it up in about a minute, though, then we can see if we have any questions. And if
okay.
The audience doesn't have any, I've got a couple.
Okay. Well, I just want to wrap up and say this. Whatever day you want to know about, simply take the number 7, which is the vibration for this month, and add it to any date for the rest of the month. If you want to know about what's going to happen tomorrow is the 6th, the universal month vibration is the 7th, 7 and 6, or 6 and 7, is 13, reduce 13 to 4, that's a day that you know you need to plan. Don't wait to the last minute. So if you got to get up and go to work tomorrow, I advise you to get up and get to work early and don't wait to the last moment, because something can happen that can cause a great deal of delay in your life. Now, we can open it up for questions.
All right,
okay.
Anybody's got a question, hit the 1 on your device to alert us, and let's get it done pretty quickly. We only have about 5 minutes left in the show. Thing has come up. You can call us right quick at 516-531-9819. You have to hit 1 on your device, though, to let us know you want to speak on air with us. And while you're doing that, I had a couple of questions, Brother Lavelle. a couple of times you made reference to the rest of the years as far as being a highly sensitive vibration. So
yes.
Are you saying that the rest of this year of 2023, like we're setting the tone for it now in this month of September?
Yeah, for the month of September and for the rest of the year, our sensitivities are going to go stronger and stronger. And
okay.
They're going to grow and become even stronger. Because on November, okay, let me backtrack for a moment. Within the 365-day calendar year, there are what's called cycles of periodicity. Okay? There are 7 52-day cycles within the 365-day year. 7 of them. 52. Now, many of us, I know about 52. There's 52 decks in the playing card. Well, the original intentions of the 52-deck playing card was to enlighten us. But, of course, as time progressed and we move further and further and further away from our spirituality, we begin to join in things which are not so spiritual. So the 52 in itself, which is a 7 vibration. So every 52 days starting January 1st, every 52 days we go through a cycle of periodicity, which is based upon the number 7. Now, when you come to November 8th, we come to the 7th and the last 52-day cycle of the year, which is a time for us to really go within ourselves, which means that when we tune in to the vibrations, when we tune into the forces of nature, we begin to naturally know things. You can really know when something is going to happen before it actually happens. You can know about it weeks and months ahead. Listen, the creatures of this world, it's been stated that whenever there is a tsunami, they said that the animals, they will up and leave. They just up and leave. They said, oh, no, we know something coming.
That happen?
It's time for us to hit the high ground.
I've seen it happen, LaBelle.
Okay. I always pay attention when I step outside in the morning. Okay, I don't see no birds. I don't see no squirrels. I don't see no cats. Something's up. And I look up in the sky, and guess what? I see all these chemtrails. I'm like, oh, let me go back inside and drink my tonic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I really like what you were sharing about that water and that Dasani tastes like poison when you drink it. That is just one water I will not drink. It is horrible. I've never tasted the Aquafina. And it's just interesting. We were just having this discussion about water Sunday while at dinner, you know, at a restaurant, and even today earlier, you know. So whatever it is, I guess it's the energy of the 7, because I don't remember having two conversations that close about water
right.
to very different groups of people. So
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate you and the rest of us, because we got to come, we got to know so that we're capable of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why.
And you were,
growing up, growing our own herbs, or at least being able to, the herbs to keep us healthy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's really necessary right now.
Mm-hmm. You were hitting them out on the head, man, the one right after another, you know, and then as you were making reference to what going through around the world right now, you know, it really makes you pause and take note how much it truly is impacting what's going on in the world. So I just hope everyone understands this and take note of the 777 for this month of September and all of the advice that Brother LaVell shared with us tonight. Brother LaVell, if you would share with the audience how they can contact you, and we'll go ahead and close out. And again, just tremendous, tremendous gratitude to you.
Oh, okay. I can be reached on IG or Instagram, LaVell, LOVELL, Rouser, ROWSER. I can be reached through Facebook. Same name. I also have a email, Vibration Society, which is all one word, vibrationsociety@gmail.com. vibrationsociety@gmail.com. And I will respond to you within 24 hours. Okay? But please, you know, folks, take care of yourself and go into some sort of reverence during this time so that all of us, and especially your loved ones, can be protected and insulated from what is out here right now.
Thank you once again. And remember, Brother LaVell comes to us the first Tuesday of every month. And again, check my Facebook page for those announcements that I made at the top of the show for the different events that are going on here in the Atlanta area. And with that, I'm going to thank you all for being with us. And we will see you next Tuesday with a whole new guest and with more vital information for you to be able to use in your everyday life. Again, we appreciate you for joining with us tonight. And hope you took a lot of notes. Be good. We'll see you soon. Good night. Thanks again, Brother LaVell.
Thank you.